BBC News with David Austin. Protests have continued in Brazil, with demonstrators clashing with police ahead of an international football match in the northeastern city of Fortaleza. Skirmishes began when police stopped a largely peaceful demonstration approaching Fortaleza's new stadium before the match between Brazil and Mexico. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Skirmishes began when police stopped a march on the road towards the newly built Arena Castelão. Brazil has been swept by a wave of protests against bad governance, with demonstrators criticizing the high cost of preparations for the next year's World Cup and demanding more investment on education, health and transport. The head of FIFA, the world's footballing authority, Sepp Blatter, said demonstrators should stop using a football competition to have their demands heard.
President Obama has called for intensified efforts to limit the spread of nuclear weapons. In a major speech at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, he said he wanted to cut America's own arsenal.
After a comprehensive review, I've determined that we can ensure the security of America and our allies and maintain a strong and credible strategic deterrent while reducing our deployed strategic nuclear weapons by up to one-third. And I intend to seek negotiated cuts with Russia to move beyond Cold War nuclear postures.
Russia's deputy prime minister said Moscow could not take Mr. Obama's proposal seriously, while the United States was developing its own missile defense system. Some of the tensions surrounding the opening of an Afghan Taliban office in the Gulf state of Qatar appear to have been diffused by an intervention by the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry. A spokesman for the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, told the BBC that Mr. Kerry reassured him that the United States would maintain assurances given in writing by President Obama that the Qatar office would not be used by the Taliban as a de facto embassy. Lise Doucette reports.
President Karzai has long been deeply suspicious of any effort to undermine his government's role in any talks. The sight of a Taliban flag on the new office in Qatar and a sign, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, confirmed his fear that the Taliban would present themselves as a government in waiting. The president suspended bilateral security talks with the US in a trip to Qatar by his own delegation. But a telephone call from US Secretary of State John Kerry has diffused tension, at least on this issue. The flag and sign are said to have been removed. President Karzai's spokesman told me the Afghan leader wants to get the wheels moving again.
The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon says he's outraged by the Islamist militant attack on the main UN compound in the Somali capital Mogadishu. In one of the most serious attacks on the UN in Somalia for years, at least four foreign UN security staff and four local guards were killed, along with a number of civilians and militants. World News from the BBC. Russian officials say a fire at a military arms depot, which started with a series of explosions more than 24 hours ago, is still blazing. They finally hope to extinguish it by dumping massive amounts of water from the air. The depot, 1,000 kilometres southeast of Moscow, housed some 18 million shells as well as small arms ammunition. The authorities in the United Arab Emirates have charged 30 nationals and Egyptians with plotting to overthrow the government. The suspects include doctors, engineers and university professors. Prosecutors say the group had set up a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, which came to power in Egypt after a popular uprising in 2011. Rights activists accuse the government of stifling free speech. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has suffered a setback in his attempt to overturn a jail sentence for tax evasion. Alan Johnston reports from Rome.
Mr. Berlusconi's lawyers say his trial was mishandled, that it should have been held up on one particular date because he was busy with crucial government affairs and couldn't attend. His lawyer said that, consequently, a retrial was needed. But this argument has now been lost, and the case will proceed as planned. It will, in the autumn, go before the Supreme Court for a final ruling. If Mr. Berlusconi's lawyers can't get the verdict struck down then, his four-year jail sentence will stand, although, given his age, he'd be extremely unlikely to actually be jailed. He would, though, be barred from public office.
And the Italian fashion designers Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana have been given jail terms of 20 months each on tax evasion charges. A court in Milan found that Dolce and Gabbana had cheated the Italian state of hundreds of millions of dollars in tax by setting up a shell company abroad. Their lawyers say they will appeal. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.